Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about symbolism. Symbolism is also sometimes referred to as the symbolist movement. Now, what is symbolism? First of all, what is a symbol? Symbolism is basically anything that signifies anything else. And when we use symbols, our meaning is not definite. It is indefinite and richly suggestive. Okay, suggestive and indefinite. For example, you know, symbols like scales. Scales of justice, that represent justice. Then the scepter of a king, that represents monarchy. Then a dove, you know, dove bird, that represents peace. Then lion, what does a lion stand for? Strength, courage. Then rose, what does a rose stand for? Normally beauty. Then cross, you know, the cross which Christians wear. A cross represents Christianity. Then what about, you know, actions and gestures like clenched fist? When we clench our fist, what actually means is that, you know, we are about to show some aggression. Or maybe that we are angry. So in the symbolist movement, you know, there were used all kinds of symbols. Those symbols could be universal or local, personal, private or public, something that is well known. But all kinds of symbols were used. And another important thing about the symbolist movement or symbolism is the Symbolist Manifesto. That came out in 1886 and it was written by Jean Maurys. Okay, Jean Maurys of France wrote this. And another important name in the field of symbolism is Charles Baudelaire. Okay, Charles Baudelaire is very important. And other French artists like Stephen Mallarmé, Paul Verlaine, then Arthur Rimbaud, then Paul Valéry. Okay, see, Paul Verlaine and Paul Valéry are different people. Then other examples of writers are P.B. Shelley. You know, he uses a lot of symbols. Then William Blake, very famous. Then in America, it is Edgar Allan Poe. And as I pointed out earlier, that Charles Baudelaire is very important. And he also used the principle of correspondences. Now, what is the meaning of correspondences? Basically, it is an ancient belief. And what this broadly means is there exists an inherent and systematic analogy between the human mind and the outer world, and also between material and spiritual world. And if you go on to read T.S. Eliot, T.S. Eliot mentions an important phrase called the objective correlative. How a particular object or action or emblem or a word or a phrase or even a situation or a chain of events which shall be the formula of a particular emotion. And symbolists do all of this because they want to be suggestive, very suggestive. Rather than being definite, they want to be indefinite. Indefinite and suggestive. And the use of symbols is the only method or one of the best methods to do this. And in the field of literature, other examples can be, you know, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge, in which there is the albatross, that bird, which is shot by one of the crew members on the ship. And what is this symbolic of? It is symbolic of all the sin, and it can stand for a lack of respect for life in general, or even the natural order, that one of the crew members just shot a bird for no reason. Then other examples in modern poetry can be, you know, the use of symbols in the poems of W.B. Yeats. For example, his Byzantium poems. Then in T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, then James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. And in particular, W.B. Yeats is very famous, especially, you know, symbols like the winding stair, tower. And one more thing I want to add is that, you know, I talked about correspondences. And there is also a sonnet by Charles Baudelaire titled Correspondences, though it is written in French. But I suggest you read the English translation of it. It's quite important.